A new smart speaker tool called Sundial aims to help older adults stay in their homes with help from their families. But what's even more interesting than the tool itself is who made it? State Farm. Sundial is a homegrown project from within State Farm's innovation team. For a monthly fee, older adults can use their Alexa-enabled devices to access shared calendars, lists, even photos with family members from afar. Mike Fields is president of Sundial Labs. He tells Ryan Denham why an insurance company spent as much making a product that doesn't sell insurance.
This is a segment that's growing. If you look at 2030 as the year, you know, nearly 20 million Americans will be 80 or older. You have that older segment or aging segment of 50 and older. 3 out of 4 want to age in their home, stay as close to home as possible. And then you couple that with their support circle is moving away. There's a little bit of distance from a little bit to a lot, and they still want to stay connected to that family member.
Yeah, can you help our listeners get a better understanding of how Sundial Labs fits into the broader array of State Farm companies?
Yeah, for nearly 100 years, State Farm's invested in innovation. State Farm, as a company, has doubled down or increased our investment in what we call State Farm Labs. And State Farm Labs is looking at, you know, between 6 and a dozen new products that we could bring to market and test. Some of those are going to be small, some are going to be large. And what happened is we developed this, we incubated it, which is our process, and we saw that the market was growing and there was a need. And Sundial Labs was an entity that we formed out of that to have complete focus on this segment, be really dedicated to that and have team structures around that while State Farm's innovation engine keeps looking for the next thing to serve customers.
So I'm understanding it correctly that Sundial then was sort of homegrown, born out of State Farm innovation. It wasn't like an outside company that was acquired or anything and then brought in.
Yeah, this is grown from within. We got input from our early test on what would be a resonating name, and we use some of our own ways of selecting a name, but this is not an acquired firm. It's grown from within.
Gotcha. So with that name, Sundial Labs, and the word labs suggests to me that this is one service that Sundial will offer among many. Is that the case, or are there going to be other things under the sort of the Sundial umbrella that roll out over time?
We see a big runway for this. And so we started with the things that we could bring to market. Think of, you hear a lot about Agile and bringing stuff and letting customers help you drive it. But we have a lot more capabilities we want to bring forward. And that'll be steered by what the customers are telling us and what's of value and what isn't. We've done a lot of research. But we always want to validate it with customer input.
You know, State Farm is in many ways, a traditional insurance company with a big network of agents. You know, you spend a lot on traditional advertising. So why is it doing a service like this? Why is it offering a smart speaker app skill, you know, for older adults in this way? How does Sundial sort of fit in very big picture strategically?
If you look at what we're doing is we're trying to help with the everyday things that happen in people's lives, all customers. So we have a great agent network that's doing that with insurance and financial services, looking for that way to protect and extend our value chain there, protect the customer and extend value through that. And we looked at this segment and it really resonates with what we're trying to help with, you know, middle America, bring value and to help them with everyday things going on. There's great synergy, but there's a lot of different ways to develop different understanding of what the market needs. And so we just took a different route here to see and grow this. And while our agents are really focused on a lot of what's going on and how to keep that value and make sure we keep our customers safe and secure in that way.
So what is your sense of how much State Farm is doing on innovation versus your peers in the industry? You know, are you spending enough, hiring enough, you know, where you want to be on that front?
From my perspective, constraint brings great ideas. So I feel like we're funded well. We have good guidance from our senior-most leaders, but we also have freedom to steer where we need to go and develop these ideas. And if every idea we feel is going to be a home run, we're not really stretching ourselves enough. So we have some ideas we've had to pivot off of. And that process has felt really good because we're doing good by saying, hey, that's not something our customers want, and we're getting support for that rather than just force it. And as I look at the industry, you could always invest more. You know, we're not really a traditional R&D shop where you have manufacturing R&D. But I see us doing really good things and being funded.
Gotcha.
If you look at the insurance industry very well.
That's Mike Fields, Vice President of Sundial Labs, a State Farm company. He spoke to Ryan Denham. Learn more at sundial-labs.com.